You're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. And that was The Midnighters with Jump, Jive, and Harmonize. And you're listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. And who do we have in the studio today? Who are you? Please identify yourselves.
I'm Paul. I'm in a band called NAFTA.
And Paul, you also play in a band called Who Cares?
Yeah, that happens.
Thank you for not revealing that you were in Who Cares, therefore revealing that you're returning guests to the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. Because when Mr. Plow...
Who?
Oh, Jesus.
Who?
Okay, sorry.
Who
else do we have in the studio? Who are you?
My name is Pilo.
Mr. Plow.
No, it's Pilo.
Now, the reason
He's
I...
got a perfume line and everything.
Yeah. The reason I mention this is because... Every time I do the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, and Mr. Plow is on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. Actually, who are you, Mr. Plow? And who are you, Who Cares? Could you please explain?
Well, I'm Mr. Plow.
Can you explain who Cares is?
Who Cares? He is a man, a myth, and a legend all rolled into one. He has the mentality of 12 strong men and the muscles of 3 elephants.
And who cares? Who is Mr. Plow, and how did you hook up with him?
We were playing, I think, in Tacoma, hanging out, getting drunk.
Well, much. Dave was getting drunk.
Oh, Dave was. Hi, Dave.
And then you somehow come together as the band NAFTA, playing tonight at the Penthouse, right?
Yes, it's our brand new project, and this is the premiere tonight.
And what a weekend it's going to be for you guys. You got tonight at the Penthouse. Who else is playing tonight at the Penthouse, by the way?
Because
you guys sure as hell aren't headlining, are you?
We sure as hell are not.
Not yet.
Actually,
that might be kind of the death slot, too, to have to headline
at
the
Penthouse. Oh, you mean otherwise known as the suckers that has to play last.
Yes.
The death slot. The cleanup slot.
Yes.
So you're playing, too, is playing tonight.
Well, tonight is a production put on by Screaming Chicken Entertainment featuring Game Show Night, which was a regular once-a-month thing at the Cobalt, which you've been to. The Game Show Night.
Amazing.
Yes, and there's also going to be the Taboo Review, which is a burlesque show, and they're putting on a presentation of the history of burlesque, which is going to be like an hour to hour and a half presentation of boobs and tassels.
The Jazz Nazis.
And the Jazz Nazis are going to start the show off, which is like a... a jazz band. A bunch of punkers that also know how to play jazz.
And what time is this starting, and are there strippers before or after?
Strippers, I think, are getting kicked out of the shower by about 8:30. Doors are at 8:30, and the show starts at 9 o'clock with the Jazz Nazis, and then the burlesque is going to go on, and then the almighty NAFTA will then perform roughly 11, I think he said, or 11:30, and then Game Show Night will perform.
And then
with everybody else, and then the almighty
Scum.
Dan Scum, with his wit and charm, will entertain the audience to close out the
Canadian
evening.
Charm.
What's Dan Scum going to do? Because he used to be the Scum Element, right?
A long time ago, he played drums in Scum Element. He's also known as the singer of Power Clown, and he sings in Death Sentence also, and tonight he's just doing stand-up comedy from what we've been told.
So tonight he's doing stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a Death Sentence story.
He's probably telling Death Sentence
which
jokes.
Which would be really great.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, who cares, NAFTA, the tour continues all the way to the asphalt, where you back up the legendary one original member punk band. The Vibrators. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Vibrators. The original punk band. They are the original punk band, right? That's what you're playing with, right?
Yes, we're opening for them, yeah.
You're opening for the Vibrators.
9 o'clock p.m. is when we're going to be on.
9 o'clock at the Asphalt, uh-huh. Opening for the Vibrators. Tonight, opening for Dan Scum and Burlesque.
And the Taboo Review.
Taboo Review.
And this is NAFTA,
Boobs
comprised of Who Cares and Mr. Plow. And the reason I want to be careful about what I ask Who Cares is because Chris Horrific from CIT always listens to my Mr. Plow interviews and critiques them because sometimes I recycle questions over and over and over again. So I don't really want to recycle the same questions over and over again, even though I love doing that. But I'm going to return to this, Mr. Plow. We met through Slayer. That's why we're here today, isn't
Slayer!
It? That's why we're here today, isn't it, Mr. Plow?
We met at the Langley Civic Center way back in the day when I was the only person paying attention to your lovely monologue about apes and other Cro-Magnon beings. And then you said at the end of your monologue, if anybody wants to come with me to meet Slayer, you're more than welcome to. And I was just, I think I was the only person that actually talked to you about it. And then...
Then we met Slayer!
Then voila. And then we got almost beat up and thrown out by Quiet Riot a year later, and ba-boom, now we're here.
I forgot about that. Wow. And Who Cares, not to recycle anything,
uh-huh.
But can you please, before we kick into a NAFTA
sure.
song here,
okay.
Also on an Art of Human Serviette radio show coming up, an interview with the Mark Inside, who are playing with Come On
nice.
On this
Come on.
Sunday night. But Mr. Who Cares, could you please
sure.
talk about the Jellystone? The Jellystone.
The Jellyfinger?
The Jellyfinger.
Well, actually, I'd like to talk about Sunday. We talked about Friday and Saturday, but we didn't talk about Sunday.
Sorry about that.
I don't know if you know this, but here in Vancouver, there's a band called The Evaporators. They're kind of shooting a video. They're going to let me star in it. It's really cool. I'm going to do a little tasteful nude for them. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Maybe let's move on here. I know we were talking about personal things there with Mr. Plow, but Mr. Who Cares? How exactly did you meet Mr. Plow, and where does Jellyfinger fit into this? Please, you mentioned Tacoma,
Jellyfinger,
Washington.
Jellyfinger, okay, Tacoma, Washington.
That's a bit of background on yourself, because I'm calling you Who Cares.
Sure, sure.
There's Jellyfinger, there's NAFTA. People might be confused
sure,
what's
sure.
coming at you.
I was in a band in the 90s called Jellyfinger. And we did all kinds of stuff, and we used to, you know, do a blow-up doll on stage and throw KY jelly on people, and we were lucky enough to get on the bandstand, and we...
The bandstand. Come on!
American bandstand!
It was a fluke. It was a total fluke. And we got on.
Is this true? Is this true?
I swear to the marijuana god.
Okay, well, I don't care if you're lying. I don't care if you're lying. I still want to believe it. You got on American bandstand.
An American bandstand.
With Dick Clark.
Yes.
Don't we have to have, like, some sort of chart hit to get on the show?
No, there were 12 bands. Nationwide. Nationwide talent search.
Oh, so it was
12
a talent
bands.
Search
yes.
on the show.
12
who
bands.
Was, who were the bands on the show, and did any of them ever go on to anything?
No, they were a bunch of hair metal fags.
None of them went on to anything?
Yeah, no.
And so your band was on there.
And we threw KY jelly on everybody. It was good times.
And your segment, did it actually air?
They played the whole thing. They just played clips, though. They shot it down to an hour, played all the bands, 12 bands.
I think that's absolutely amazing. From American Bandstand to the Asphalt!
The Penthouse.
The Penthouse.
But to the Asphalt,
the
too, because you're playing tomorrow night with the Vibrators,
you know, I miss
right?
the Cobalt. Not to be rude, but I miss the cobalt.
Well, but you get a bit of the balt in there with the asphalt.
You do.
You can never replace the cobalt where you could touch in the good old days. But please, who cares? So
yes.
We have Who Cares is your musical phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Yeah, I have a songwriting partner back in Tacoma. His name's Dave, and we write thick jokes, I guess.
And you've been also venturing into the comedy clubs as well, right?
Yeah, we've been playing comedy for, I don't know, about 3 months now.
And Mr. Plow was saying that you've been going to the comedy clubs in Tacoma and you've been doing so well that they've been putting you on last in the death slot.
Yeah, pretty much. We've been having the best time. There's only probably 8 working comedians today that are funny and the rest suck. So
who have you backed up?
A guy named...
And what sort of act are you doing? Is it guitar and vocals? What is it?
Yeah, it's just one guitar and Dave and myself both sing.
Do you get any of that Tenacious D sort of Ween comparison?
They like to call us Tenacious F. You know.
They do.
Yeah.
Or Can't Ham? Did it compare to Can't Ham at all?
Can't Ham.
He doesn't know who Can't Ham.
You don't know who Can't Ham is.
No, but I do have some Canadian bacon.
Baboon. And we have a song here that NAFTA are going to perform, I think. Could you possibly do the No One tune? Is that possible?
I think so.
Will you guys be doing No One tonight at the Penthouse? Will you guys be doing No One?
It didn't make the list. We played it last night, but not. We have another new one coming up that we traded it in for.
But tonight at the Penthouse, check out NAFTA.
Free trade agreement.
We traded some songs.
Free trade.
Can you hear that all right?
Yes.
Should I move back or?
Good.
Okay. No one?
I'm not Ted Nugent, I'm not Tiny Tim, not Marilyn Manson, I'm not Greg Kinn, not Peter or Paul, or even Mary, I'm not Frank Sinatra, and I'm not Deborah Harry, I'm not Paul McCartney, oh that is for sure, I'm not even Linda or the guy from The Cure. Cause they don't know what it's like to be a no one like me, a wannabe superstar. With that celebrity, they got the fortune, they got the fame, riding the fancy cars, drinking champagne. Well, I'm still a no one, it's always the same. I'm up here singing songs, and you don't even know my name. No, you don't even know my name. I'm not Keith Richards, I'm not Jimmy Page, I'm not Elvis Presley or Nicolas Cage, I'm not Frank Zappa, I'm not Mark Twain, I'm not Pee Wee Herman, and I'm not John Wayne, I'm not O.J. Simpson or even Cato, I'm not Jackie Collins, and I'm not Fabio. Oh no. Cause they don't know what it's like to be a no one like me, a wannabe superstar. With that celebrity, they got the fortune, they got the fame, riding the fancy cars, drinking champagne. Well, I'm still a no one, it's always the same. I'm up here singing songs, and you don't even know my name. No, you don't even know my name. I'm not Tina Turner or her Violet Van Eyck. I'm not Johnny Rotten and I'm not Ginger Spice. I'm not J.P. Patches or Edie Amin. I'm not Mr. Bubble and I'm not Mr. Clean. I'm not Oprah Winfrey or Geraldo. I'm not Peter Frampton and I'm not Jackie O. Oh no, ho. Cause they don't know what it's like to be a no one like me, a wannabe superstar. With that celebrity, they got the fortune, they got the fame, riding the fancy cars, drinking champagne. Well, I'm still a no one, it's always the same. I'm up here singing songs, and you don't even know my name. No, you don't even know my name. My name, my name, my name, my name, my name, and you don't even know my name.
Ah! And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nerdwater Humans of Radio Show. And that was Who Cares and Mr. Plow, who are performing tonight as NAFTA at the Penthouse Cabaret and on Saturday night at the Ash Vault with the Vibrators. Mr. Plow, if you could please pull up that mic there for a moment. What have you been doing the past little while since the last time me and Chris Riffick talked to you? What have you been doing? You put on the acrostic comp. You did a whole bunch of those acoustic. You sold out Pub 340. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that was super.
Good times.
Good times. We've been doing acoustic chaos shows about once every 4 to 5 months or so. Last year we did the Anti-Folk Fest for the first time in July. Might be doing that again this year, possibly, and just been touring like crazy. Toured with the Deglos for 6 weeks across Canada, and toured the States now twice since October of last year.
How was the Deglos tour?
It was everything you could think of and a whole lot more.
What sort of people were coming out to see the Deglos, and how many gigs did you have in Quebec?
We did, I think, 5 nights in the province of Quebec in total. I think there was like 2 or 3 shows in Montreal over the span of a week that we did. And it was all, you know, crusty punks, old school bikers, and just like, you know, the jocks that remember listening to the Fetus album when they were in high school and they still want to come out and rock out one last time. And because there was rumors going around that it was pretty much the last ever Deglos tour, so pretty much every single night was like 3/4 to if not full capacity.
And you did another tour in the States, you were saying?
I did, right? It was even Bonehead called me a crazy man, because 3 days after the 6 weeks on the road with the Deglos, I went to the States for 2.5 weeks by myself,
yeah,
without any rest.
We caught up with Plow in California. We're at Santa Monica Beach. I'm like, hey, Plow, what are you doing? He's like, just soaking up some rays with my hoodie on.
Where were you playing, Mr. Plow? And where were you playing? Who cares?
We played together in Santa Monica at 14 Below this past early February.
So do you just show up for gigs?
No, it's all pre-booked.
You do pre-book it?
Yeah.
But is it easier when it's just an acoustic guitar to show up?
To quickly hop on a show, yeah. Like to just walk in a bar and go, hi, this is me, this is what I do, take it or leave it. And
when you quickly hop on a show, can you get paid very easily? Is it hard to get paid? Like, how do you...
That's why I take a hockey stick with me on tour.
I think it depends on whether or not they thought we were funny.
That too.
Yeah, if nobody liked it, it's kind of a...
They kind of feel sorry for you.
Because how can you tell if they didn't like it? Because a lot of times, it's hard to know if people think it's funny. Or, I mean, are you looking for the laughs? Mm. I mean, how did you know? If it's
Paul looks for laughs. I look for dirty stares.
Yeah, generally, you know, when they throw things at me, that does it. Railway Club last night, oh, by the way.
It looks like we have a caller.
Oh, no.
Caller, are you there? Hello, are you there? Caller.
I'm here, Nardwar.
Yes.
Me, your caller.
Go ahead to Mr. Plow and Who Cares.
All right. Well, I'm from the 5 o'clock news show.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if anybody had spoke to you about our predicament.
Would you like us to put on some pre-recorded music for you?
Perhaps, yeah, as a segue. I will be arriving sometime shortly after 5.
Okay, we will put on some Amy Goodman Democracy Now! For you, CITR News Department.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, and
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
And you too can join CITR Radio. It's $20 for UBC students, $35 for non-students. You can join CITR, get involved in the news, sports, or do your own radio show if you want to on CITR Radio. I've enjoyed doing a radio show over the years. I've got to meet many local musicians through Slayer connections with Mr. Plow. And you, Who Cares? When I think about you, Who Cares? I think about Tacoma, because I still, you know, I'm curious about your Tacoma-Vancouver connection. Yeah. What do you think about the differences between Tacoma and Vancouver? What's it like going on down there? Because they have that one club. What is the club scene
Hell's
down
Kitchen.
There?
Yeah. There's the Hell's Kitchen, and then you've played the Teapot, right? The little Java Jive place?
Yes, we've played there before. We played a whole bunch of house parties as well.
Yeah. Well, 185,000 alcoholics can't be wrong. That's what Tacoma's all about. But here in Vancouver, you guys have the healthcare and that weed, so I guess you guys are doing better than we are.
And I think I also remember Robert, do you have a song about Gary Coleman or something? Was there some song about Gary
Robert
Coleman?
Robert Conrad.
Robert Conrad.
Yeah.
Could we hear that one,
no.
you think?
No, I don't think you can hear that.
Why?
One.
You said we have to be nice for the kids.
Well, yeah. If we warn the kids, can we get that one out there?
If you warn the kids, we'll not even sing. We'll sing about Nardwuar instead of Robert Conrad.
Well, actually, maybe perhaps you could just do a little highlight of that one. I just remembered.
Why do that? Yeah.
There's a Pope connection.
Am I remembering this because...
Should we do the first five verses and leave the last five verses out?
I'm not sure.
The following is a presentation by the band NAFTA. The opinions expressed are those of not... of CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. They only are of the band NAFTA. Tune out if you're easily offended, because NAFTA intend to offend. Please cover your ears, children.
We don't mean to do this. This is just how we are.
Just do a little summary of it. This is Robert Conrad. A bit of background on this, who cares?
This song's called Nardwuar. Ready?
Yeah, whenever you want.
I wanna fuck Robert Conrad, 'cause I think he's a real man. Take me out to lunch, buy me some flowers, back to his motel, fuck me fuzz, hey man. That's my plan, man, yes I can. I wanna eat your coochie, 'cause I think that'd be sweet and juicy. Lay upon my bed, I'll lick on you for hours. If you're feeling kinky, I'll give you golden showers. Hey, man, that's my plan, man, yes I can. I wanna be a porn star, long and thick, I'd have a big dick. Paid to fuck some bitch who doesn't even like me, had to do some dope 'cause she don't excite me. Hey man, that's my plan, man. Ain't it grand, man? Oh yes I am.
We left the bad parts out. I swear.
I was just thinking too. Robert Conrad. Who was Robert Conrad?
Baba Black Sheep. He was the first Jim West in the Wild Wild West. I dare you to knock the battery off my shoulder.
He's still around too, isn't he?
I don't know.
Wasn't he in the Love Boat?
I loved Baba Black Sheep.
He was in the Love Boat.
But when I think of Baba Black Sheep, I of course think of Hogan's
Heroes.
And I think of Bob Crane. Ah. Now, he really was involved in the sexual
escapades.
Oh,
he was. Yes, he was.
And I find it fascinating too that Bob Crane's son, Scotty Crane, lives in Seattle, Washington. Actually, Ian from the band Fugazi once said, never point at anybody.
Never.
You're pointing at somebody, it's like you're pointing a gun at them. So, sorry about that. Who cares? I didn't mean to point that gun
at
you.
I'm an American. Point a gun. I'm American. We know all about
it's
it.
It's interesting that I did point a gun at you because Bob Crane was really fascinated by the guns and stuff. But, of course, he was murdered in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, beat to death.
Yeah, it was really horrible. And, of course, Scotty, his son, I guess, has the right to his estate. And I guess you can actually download some of those movies that Bob Crane shot with all his different lovers from his website. But Scotty Crane,
Scotty's making a mint off that.
Scotty Crane is also a producer.
I love
and
capitalism.
I think has produced like Soundgarden and stuff like that as well, which is pretty interesting. And I think he lives in Washington State. So I was just thinking, look, he might even live like on Vashon Island or something like that.
Probably.
I was thinking like NAFTA could get produced by Scotty Crane. Wouldn't that be wild?
That would be great. That would be great.
I mean, that would kind of tie into Robert Conrad. I don't know.
In a weird way.
We met our music producer last night.
Yeah, we did.
Mr. Versace at the railway.
He kept touching me.
Why did you not go over too well at the railway? What's the difference between playing the railway and the cobalt?
Would you like to feel this one?
Go ahead. We'll share this one.
Well, for one, the music we play, for some reason, punk rockers seem to enjoy it a whole lot more than a conservative styling crowd at the Railway Club.
Did they hear the lyrics?
Oh, they sure did.
Well, and earlier, I played baseball. I brought the American game of baseball here to Canada, a little slow pitch, because I'm old, and I sucked. I fell down like 3 times. I drank all this Crown Royal. And
he bled on Canadian soil.
I was terrible.
Well, as long as you did that on stage, that'll be really cool. So the reception wasn't too awesome at the Railway Club.
Well, yeah, between my soreness and my drinking and
his being an asshole. whole American.
There you go.
So does, what
with
sort
the exchange rate, the
what
last
sort of comedy do you do when you do your little comedy? Is it like all when you do your stuff in Tacoma? Is it all spoken over top of music?
No, we just stand around and blow everybody's shit, and then play a few songs and blow some more shit, and order a bunch of beer that we can't pay for. It's a good
time.
Could
you tell us a joke now, perhaps? Do you have anything that comes into your mind or something that you...
I got a joke for you.
How about a joke that bombed at the Railway Club and see how it does live on CITR?
Perfect.
Not you, Mr. Plow. Who cares?
What's the hardest part about wearing rollerblades?
What, Mr. Plow?
Telling your parents you're gay.
I don't even know if I can say ba-boom to that. I would like the... Is that what bombed last night at the Railway Club?
Yeah. That was pretty much it.
So what should people do if they want to bomb then? Just listen to NAFTA?
Sing songs. Tell bad jokes like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you can work, you know, ass-fucking into your songs, it works well.
And Mr. Plow,
yes,
Asphalt, were you playing on Saturday night with the Vibrators? How are things going at the Asphalt? Because you worked at the Cobalt for the longest time. I think you were voted the number 3 doorman in Vancouver.
Yeah, the funny thing was 2 years ago I was the number 1 doorman, and then last year I was the number 3 doorman, but I quit 6 months before that vote even took place. So I was number 3, and I only worked for 6 months of that year. But whatever.
How's the Asphalt going? Who's the doorman at the Asphalt? And how are things going at the Asphalt?
The doorman, his name is Shiner, and he's a kick-ass doorman. And as far as I know, the shows are going all right. I haven't really been around because I've pretty much been on tour most of this year, so...
We were there for the late-night karaoke thing after a show, and...
Did you miss the Cobalt? Who cares?
Oh, totally. Totally. That smell? You can't get that smell anywhere else.
They don't have that in the States. There's so many great bars.
No, you can't bottle that.
States.
Oh, no. Not that special smell. And the roaches. The cockroaches. How beautiful.
Just winding up here, I was wondering, who cares, what are some of your favorite places to play up and down the coast? Like, you know, you'd mentioned the Cobalt. You love it. You can't top the Cobalt. What are some of your favorite places that people should check out? You know, like L.A.
Sabalas in Portland was pretty cool.
Mount Sabalas.
Yeah.
What's that big club they have in Portland, the one like Douglas Fir? Have you been there? Have you heard about that one?
No.
It's like decorated like a ski lodge. It does sound kind of interesting.
Oh, no, I haven't been there. There's Sabalas. There's we played Deep Piazzas in Long Beach, and the Casbah in San Diego.
The Triangle in Salem. A good time. Salem, Oregon. It's always fun.
Yeah,
kind of sucks pay-wise, but
it's... How about Weed?
Weed, California?
Yeah, have you done anything there?
Yeah, driven through it. and smoked in my van, hotboxed in my van.
So, Mr. Plow and Who Cares,
yes, sir,
a.k.a. NAFTA, playing tonight at the Penthouse. Do you have a NAFTA tune that you would like to do for us out there?
These are all NAFTA songs.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Play the one.
Oh, yeah. There's one other thing.
Because I requested some older favorites and newer ones.
There's one other thing that... you keep cutting us off on and not letting us say is that we're also playing a show on Sunday night.
Sunday!
At the Cellar on Granville Avenue, and we have a 10-person guest list because our management is so cruel to bar owners.
You should call in.
If you really got nothing to do on Sunday, even though the new Trailer Park Boys is on and the Family Guy is on, get TiVo, and then come down to our goddamn show, and we'll let you in for free. All you have to do is phone Nardwuar and say, Nardwuar, I want to get in for free. And then he'll say, okay, and hang up on you.
We'll take their number, 822-247, UBC-CITR, Mr. Plow, and Who Cares? With NAFTA tune.
Mary?
Yeah. Marry me, and we'll adopt. Come on and marry me, and we'll adopt. USSR, Romanian, USSR, Ukrainian. Hookers, we'll get hookers, lots of hookers. Oh, won't you marry me, and we'll adopt. Come on and marry me, and we'll adopt. I looked them up on the internet, They were cheap, so we can get two for you and one for me, 'cause you get bored so easily. Won't you marry me? And we'll adopt. Come on and marry me. And we'll adopt a brunette, a blonde, a redhead too, doing the things that you want them to do. Washing your dishes, doing your laundry, wearing a strap-on, bucking your nightly. Marry me, and we'll adopt. Oh, won't you marry me? And we'll adopt. USSR, Romanian. USSR, Ukrainian. Hookers, hookers. Oh, we'll get hookers. Lots of hookers. Oh, we'll get hookers. Hookers, hookers.
NAFTA, live on CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you can check out NAFTA tonight at the Penthouse, tomorrow night at the Asphalt with the Vibrators, and Sunday night at the Cellar. And we have some free tickets for that gig.
See, this is how it goes.
Where is the Cellar, by the way? Is the Cellar?
Granville and Nelson, I want to say.
Oh, on Granville Street. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that the one that used to be Champagne Charlie's?
Champagne Charlie's.
Yes.
Ex-strip bar.
Yes.
So tonight, tonight's show at the Penthouse is a $15 cover. The Vibrator show tomorrow night at the Asphalt is a $20 cover. And the Cellar, if you're not magical enough to make it on our guest list, which most people will be magical enough, I think it's like a $5 cover at best.
The way you play your music acoustically, have you ever thought of integrating any of the guitar in it? Like, would that just destroy the words?
You mean the electric?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's really the drums. It's so loud. I hate the drums.
Have any bands been able to overcome drums being loud and had good parts of lyrics if it isn't rap? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dylan's cool.
Does he still do that at all, or what does he do?
For stuff like what we do, like Kevin Bloody Wilson is from Australia. He does the same kind of material. He does full band sound, like, on his CD, but a lot of times when he performs live, he'll either do a solo acoustic show or a full band show, so it's
because that last song you just did now, that must bring down the house. Does that bring down the house?
Yeah, it's good times.
Bring down the house?
Pretty much.
It gets Paul marriage proposals.
Yeah.
Because you must get a reaction every time you play, eh?
Yeah, every time. One way or the other. From cigarettes thrown in my hair to, you know, they want to marry me.
But, like, do you think that people, when they go to bars and stuff, they don't really want to hear the words? Like, just, you know, from you playing, like, you want people to hear what you're saying, but you think when people go to bars, that they wouldn't throw cigarettes at just some stupid grunge band playing or whatever, you know?
No, they'd still throw the cigarettes.
They would? I thought that they're just throwing because they can actually hear, because, like, you're actually getting to them, whereas the other bands, there's noise, and they just move to the back of the club or to yell louder or whatever.
Pretty much. That's the way I feel about it. It's all about being able to hear everything that's going on. It's the joke. You know, people stop and listen. It's very quiet. I know when it's working is when the room's quiet.
Because when Blowfly played in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, his vocals were a bit buried. And I almost felt like going to the soundman and saying, like, turn it up.
You should have.
I felt kind of embarrassed because I don't really know much about rap music.
Uh-huh.
Many years ago at CITR, there was the DJ Sound War Rap Battle of the Bands. And I went up to the guy who was doing the sound, actually DJ Chemo from the Rascals.
It's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Rap Battle of the Bands.
No, Battle of the Crews. Okay, maybe I'm saying it wrong. And DJ Chemo was doing the sound. And I went up to him and I said, I think it's too bassy. And, like, you don't say that. You don't say that at a rap gig. Because I wanted to kind of trebly garage or whatever. The guy's like, I want to kill you. Or something like that. And we made up later. But I thought, I had no idea what was going on. Like, I don't understand how, like, all the sound works or anything like that. But if anybody has any desire to win any free tickets to go see Mr. Plow and... Who cares? At the Cellar. This
Sunday.
Sunday on Granville. 822-247-UBCCIT.
The guy from the news department's phoning in again.
And we'll get to your call just in a second here. We're going to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show interview with Who Cares
NAFTA.
And NAFTA and Mr. Plow. And coming up, an interview with the Mark Inside from Ontario. But before we get to that, we're going to end with the meat department. Who are the meat department?
The meat department are a couple friends of mine from Phoenix, Arizona. They do what I do. They do what Who Cares does. They do what NAFTA does. Acoustic two-piece duo singing comedic songs. Later this year, I actually have a split CD coming out with the meat department on a label called Bad Stain Records out of Phoenix, Arizona.
And we're going to hear I Herpes. That's one of your favorites.
All of them are my favorites, but that's one of the true standout songs. And another thing is, Nardwuar, do you know what NAFTA stands for?
No, I do not. Who cares?
It's Mr. Blau. I don't have the A.
Who cares? I have another.
I don't have the A down yet in the whole Canadian slang.
It means need a fucking toque, eh?
Baboon! And lastly, who cares? Tacoma,
yes,
Washington.
Yes, Nardwuar.
You've been on my show before now.
I have.
Nardwuar,
yes.
Human Serviette Radio Show. I want to learn a bit more about Tacoma, like the Nalley Valley. The Nalley Valley. Nalley potato chips came from Tacoma, right?
Yes, they do.
The Sonics, the legendary garage band.
Yes,
the Sonics
do.
Came out of Tacoma, Washington.
Yes, they do.
I want to say Bing Crosby, but he's from Spokane, Washington.
Yes, he is.
What sort of celeb is from Tacoma? Like, when I think of Tacoma, I think of, you know, Steve Miller from, you know,
Well, you know, I'll go with a couple Canadians. You know, the 3 Inches of Blood guys, part of them are from there. Everyone's like managed.
Oh, the new version of
Blood? Yeah. The bass player is from Tacoma. He hangs out a lot.
Anybody else, though? Like, anybody on sitcoms, like on CSI or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I know one. It's the, you remember Andy Griffith, Matlock, and they had the black guy on there? He's from Tacoma.
Conrad.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's also on Texas Walker.
Is there anything else to know about Tacoma? Like, it was the very first place I went to where you went to a thrift store, and they...
My dad's the mayor of Port Charles. I kid you not.
On General Hospital.
My dad's the mayor of Port Charles. I swear.
I don't know how to take this. This is, like, too much. Well, a bit of background. Come on. Explain a bit about that.
My dad is an actor, and he works a lot, and, he won the part of being the mayor in Port Charles. He was on just before the Friday before Easter and the Monday after, and so it's a recurring thing, so they keep having him back.
So there's showbiz in your family, totally,
there you go, yeah.
So the American Bandstand maybe wasn't a fluke.
No, not at all.
Oh, that's pretty amazing! Amazing!
So, it's like they say, you gotta give some head to get ahead.
Nalley Valley, any other food sort of references to Tacoma?
Yeah, Almond Roca. Right there in Tacoma, Brown and Haley.
I knew it! Almond Roca is from Tacoma! Wow! And that was, they made a mistake, right? Like, they burnt it, or that's what happened, right? That's Almond Roca all happened?
Yeah.
It was like some, I knew it was something! Thank you to Almond Roca, the Nalley Valley.
Yes.
And Who Cares, Dad! So right now, the meat department here, live on CITR Radio, and the meat department from Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Phoenix, Arizona to
Tacoma.
Wow,
Steve Miller.
Yeah, the connection. But tonight, let's just go over this one more time, Mr. Plow.
Sir, yes,
sir. Dreaming Chicken Productions presents
Game Show Night at the Penthouse featuring the Taboo Review,
Jazz Nazis,
and us, NAFTA.
And let's not forget Scum.
Oh, yeah,
the comedy genius of Scum.
And tomorrow night, the Vibrators!
It's not just the Vibrators. The Gutter Demons from Montreal are playing.
Oh, one of my favorites.
And Emergency's playing, too. On that show.
And on Sunday night, we have free tickets.
On Sunday, we have High Wine Drive from Winnipeg, or Winnipeg, and Second Stall, and Who Cares / NAFTA will be performing.
Didn't Sizzle move to Winnipeg?
Sizzle is now in Winnipeg.
NAFTA
is playing at the Cellar on Granville. And call in now, even though Nardwuar won't answer the phone.
No, I won't answer the phone. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you want some free tickets, your name will be on the guest list to go see NAFTA, who we've been talking to right now on Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show, this Sunday night at the Cellar on Granville. Well, thanks so much, NAFTA, and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Who cares?
Thank you.
What's that on your eye? It's bigger than a sty. And you can't deny that it has grown in size. And I must insist that it's bigger than a cyst. And what have you been looking at? I said, where did you put your eye? And whoa, whoa, I heard bees, no, whoa, I heard bees, whoa, whoa, I heard bees, whoa, 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 I heard bees. What did the doctor say? Will it go away? Or is it here to stay? You earned your scarlet letter today. And I can't believe you're so dirty. And how will you look when you're 30? And what have you been looking at? I said, where did you put your eye? And oh, whoa, I heard bees. Oh, whoa, I heard bees. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 I heard bees. Hey, what's that simplex? Because it's bigger than a duplex. And if I keep on looking at it, I'll develop a complex. Yeah, yeah. Sitting there wondering if your purpose in life is to be the poster boy for herpesin. And the question that's baffling the mass is where did you put your eye? And oh, whoa, I heard bees, no, whoa, I heard bees, whoa, whoa, I heard bees, whoa, 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 I heard bees.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And coming up any moment now will be an interview with the band The Mark Outside from Toronto, Ontario. Actually, I think originally they're from Whitby, Ontario. I'm going to ask them a few questions, namely about the song The Deeper I Go, because this particular song has a lot of chirping in it, so I thought I'd play it for you listeners out there in Radioland. So when I ask the Mark Outside about the song, you'll know what I'm talking about. This is the song The Deeper I Go by the Mark Outside, Mark Inside, or also, I don't know why I said Mark Outside, this felt like saying it. Perhaps maybe I was thinking of Inside Outside, that Yardbird song. Actually, I think they're influenced by the Yardbirds. They're playing on Sunday night as well in Vancouver with, come on, Ian Blurton's band that you've probably seen because I think he's toured Canada 30 times. So here is the Mark Inside on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show.
Thank you.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have on the line right now? Are you there?
I am here.
Who are you?
I am Jeff from The Mark Inside.
Jeff, who else is in The Mark Inside? And who are you? Where are you? What are you doing?
What are we doing? Well, we have Chris Lavoir, and he plays a mean guitar and vocals. We've got Jordy Dines on the drums, and Gus Harris on the other guitar, the left-handed guitar.
And you are coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, this Sunday night to the Media
yep.
Club, right?
Hell yeah.
And you're touring with Come On!
Yeah.
Now, what is it like touring with Come On? Ian Blurton there has toured Canada like 30 times, hasn't
he? I think he knows it by... He just let us into right behind him right now. He let us into a dinosaur museum, but it's closed.
So he knows everything. He just can't...
He knows where to find... We just drove by a 50-foot T-Rex statue in Drumheller. And he knew where that was.
And he also booked you into two nights at Amigos.
Yeah.
Did you guys really play two nights at Amigos,
the legendary
Amigos?
It was a doubleheader.
Could you please explain to the people out there listening, Mark Insider, what is exactly is the importance of Amigos, the Saskatoon's Amigos?
I'm actually not too familiar with it. There's been a lot of good shows there. Ian was raving about it, but I'm not familiar
Come
with
on,
it.
You spent two nights there at Amigos.
I know. Well, we were mostly at the hotel, though, drinking.
How did those gigs go?
They're really good. The first night wasn't as many people there because it was kind of a last minute. It wasn't advertised that well. People didn't know about it. But last night was really good.
I don't.
People were.
How do you know? When you say the word advertised, does that make any difference? Aren't people going to come out anyways?
I think so. I just think people didn't. Most people knew that last night was going on, and then they added the Wednesday night last minute. So I don't think a lot of people even knew that it was happening. Plus, we were up against some other shows, so. The Sloaners being one of them, so...
Have they been following you all across Canada?
Who's that?
The Sloaners. Have you been up against Sloan?
No, we actually... It was a weird crisscross. They were in Saskatoon the same night going east, and we're going west, so...
And your friends at Magneta Lane are with Sloan, right?
Yes, they are. We said hello to them last night.
And they've been doing that whole tour right from Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Mark Inside, and again, you are who from the Mark Inside?
I'm Jeff.
You are Jeff from the Mark Inside. It's interesting to learn how people kind of get into bands, and I'd never heard you guys before, and then I listened to your CD, and the first song on your CD, Carousel, right?
Carousel.
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 I like calling it Carousel.
All right.
I like the first note there on your CD, the first note.
The very first note? Like the chord?
Yeah, the very first note, and I'll play it here just for a second. Let's just play it for the listeners.
All right.
Let's see if I... Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you hear? That's pretty good, eh?
Like that's a hot note.
One more time. We'll try it again. This is the mark. That's all I really needed to hear. I knew it was going to be good after that.
Sweet. Thank you.
That was really a real nice note to begin with that you had that.
It's a hot lick.
The mark inside with their Converse shoes, Gap shirts, neatly trimmed hair, and gentle personality. That was a review of one of your gigs, Jeff.
My brother mentioned something about Gap clothes.
Yes, the mark inside with their Converse shoes, Gap shirts, neatly trimmed hair, and gentle personalities. We've just played a bit of your music. Is that what you really look like? Is that what
we have Converse shoes, but we pretty much cut our own hair and have never set foot into the Gap, so I don't know what they're talking about there.
How about the gentle personalities?
We're pretty gentle, but if you get us in the van for more than about 6 hours straight, we'd start to talk some weird stuff.
And then there was another song here on your CD that I played, actually just before we talked, and that was the song The Deeper I Go, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that particular song begins with some chirping, quite a bit of chirping.
Yeah.
I was listening to that, and I was almost fed up with the chirping. How did you know how much chirping noises to put on there, and what was that chirping noise?
It's instinctive. That was actually, we actually went to a pet store and bought a bunch of crickets and put them in a bucket and stuck a microphone in. And then Ian Blurton, we paid him $10,000 just to mix the crickets. So it was a tough job, but he got it done, and he told us to edit on the 33rd chirp. He cut it off.
Because I was listening to it, and I looked down, and it was like a minute 25, and the chirping was still happening.
Yeah.
That is pretty punk. Like, I was thinking a lot of bands would be finished their song by then, and you guys hadn't even started.
It was We take our time. We're in no rush.
Yeah, it was just pure chirping. That was really awesome. And we're speaking here to Jeff from the Mark Inside, who are playing this Sunday night at the Media Club in Vancouver with Come On. I mentioned a little bit about Come On to you briefly there, but what can you tell the people about Come On, just in case they don't know about Come On, and what sort of show are they putting on these days? Is there a Nashville Pussy connection in Come On?
Yes. Well, Katie used to be a Nashville Pussy, and she's very, very nice. Very, very nice lady. Her and Ian are a very cute couple. It's adorable.
Is Nashville Pussy still happening? Do you know?
You know what? I don't think I know she's not in them. I think they're actually broken up altogether, but I could be wrong. I'd have to ask her.
And what else about Come On?
Come On? They're great. Ian shreds it up on the guitar. He hates it when I say it, and he'll probably hate me if he ever hears this, but I call him the tasteful shredder, because he does tasteful guitar solos, but they rip it up. Oh, we're passing the 50-foot T-Rex right now. Holy. Sorry, that thing's huge.
And that is Jeff of the Mark Inside, phoning live into the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, and the Mark Inside are playing in Vancouver, BC, Canada. You're really excited about Come On, aren't you, Jeff?
Yeah, no, they're wicked. They shred it up. Their drummer, too, Randy, he's a madman behind that kit. They all give it their all. Katie is known to do the crab walk, too, like the bridge.
The crab walk?
Yeah, well, no, she does like a bridge, and she's got her huge hair, so it's very, it's quite a spectacle.
What sort of audience interaction are you looking for at a Mark Inside show? What sort of audience interaction, and what would be too much for the audience doing?
Too much for the audience doing? Oh, they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they come up on stage if you want, do whatever. I actually had my bass broken one time by an audience member, but it was all good.
How about when you go to a gig? Have you ever got in trouble for jumping up on stage or grabbing a guitar?
Yeah,
I heard that, like, at Canadian Music Week, you stole Ian Blurton's guitar and just started shredding on that guitar.
I did for a little bit, yeah. But
what happened there, Jeff? This was at Canadian Music Week, and you're just in the audience, drunk, hanging out, enjoying it, right?
Hey, no one said I was drunk, but I was. It was me and Jordy. We were front row, and then I pushed him up on stage, and we just had to dance. Mostly, I was just bowing down to Ian when he was doing his wicked solos.
I thought that Ian jumped in the audience, and then somebody grabbed his guitar from him and started playing it, and that was you guys.
I don't recall, actually. I know we got up on stage, and I think he might have given me his guitar to play a bit on. But he's a lefty, though, so I couldn't really play that well.
But have you ever jumped up on stage and the band has been mad that you've been so into it? I mean, you're into it when you're on stage in your own band, but have you gone to see another band where you've jumped up on stage and maybe they haven't really approved of you guys jumping on stage, the Mark Inside?
not the band, usually the bouncers, though. I got kicked out because I accidentally knocked a disco ball down one time, and they kicked me out and roughed me up.
How did you knock that down? Like, on purpose? Were you on a trampoline?
No, it was just a really low ceiling, and I hit it with my hand by accident.
You hit it with your hand? So were you reaching up for it?
Oh, yeah. I was. I wanted to take it home with me, but they took it back.
Did it fall? Like, it fell?
It did. It was like a little crappy plastic one, but...
Did it break?
They were upset. Yeah, parts of it broke off, some little mirror squares.
So after it fell, did you go and try to grab it, or what did you do in that situation?
No, well, they just grabbed me, and, like, my glasses fell off, and I was like, my glasses! And then the guy kicked me out, but I apologized to him later. That's part of the gentle personality.
So
I said, you're just doing your job.
Well, what advice do you have for people that are wanting to break kind of disco balls and stuff like that?
No, I say you shouldn't want to, but if it does happen in the thick of it, then...
But did you wait after, as soon as the ball fell, did you think maybe I'm going to still be allowed to be in here, or did you know that you were going to get kicked out? Like, should you have run right then and there?
I should have run, but I didn't even, I was too into it. I was dancing up a storm, and the guy knew I was a gentle giant. I wasn't going to do anything bad.
And you are Jeff from the Mark Inside, coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, this
Indeed.
Sunday night to the Media Club. I'm not sure if they have a disco ball there or not. Actually, do most clubs have disco balls? I mean, you're obsessed by them. Do most clubs have them?
I'm going to say 33% do.
So not that many then.
Not that many. We saw a huge disco ball. I think it was in Halifax. Was it Halifax? There was this club with a gigantic disco ball. It was like probably, I'm saying it was 20 feet around.
The Mark Inside, Jeff, that first note really kind of brings things really excitingly into the world for the Mark Inside, you know, for your CD. And I was thinking, it's going to be, you know, pretty fast songs, but you have a lot of slow songs on that CD, don't you? There's a lot of slow songs.
I'd say maybe like a third of them or half of them maybe. Was somewhat slow.
Like, not that that's good or bad, but there is a lot of slow songs. It isn't this full-out R&B rock and roll, is it?
Yeah, we mix it up.
And you also played with Rochester, a.k.a. Juice. What was that like?
Rochester, a.k.a. Juice.
Then you do a showcase with Rochester, a.k.a. Juice. The Mark Inside, you played with Rochester, a.k.a. Juice.
Where was that?
I think it might have been like another Canadian Music Week showcase. Have you played many showcase gigs? What do you think about playing those gigs? What bands have you played with when you've done those showcase gigs?
We played with The Uncut a couple of years ago when they were still like a two-piece, and we did one with, who played with us? It was like Boy and the Waking Eyes and stuff like that at Canadian Music Week at the Horseshoe, and I can't remember. We've done about two Canadian Music Weeks and one North by Northeast. It was really good.
Are you guys from Whitby, Ontario?
We are from Whitby, yes, originally. We're living in Toronto now, but, yeah.
Is that where rapper Chaos is from, Whitby?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Chaos grew up two doors down. I used to buy firecrackers off his brother.
Really?
Yeah, for real. I swear to God, he was right, like, two doors down the street from me. But he was, like, 10 years older, so I didn't really know him at the time.
So by the time he kind of grew up, he was out of Whitby, Ontario?
Yeah, he was gone. But I was still buying firecrackers off his brother.
Is his brother's house still there? Like, is the house still there? Is the family still there?
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah, my mom and dad still live there. It's two doors down. The family doesn't live there anymore, but they were there for many, many moons.
Was the rest of the family musical, too?
Not to my knowledge, not really, no. Josh was the guy I knew, that was his brother, and he played drums, I'm pretty sure, but I think Chaos was the shining star there.
Jeff, the Mark Inside, who else is from Whitby, Ontario? You have Chaos, you have you guys.
Chaos.
Protest the Hero, that band, Protest?
Yeah, I think they actually went to our high school as well. And I don't know if this is for real, but we've been told by many people that the guitarist from Twisted Sister went to our high school, too.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't. Maybe you can look into that and let us know, but I don't know.
That's an amazing urban myth there.
That's what we were told.
So is
and,
that...
Who is it? It's Joe Nieuwendyks from Whitby, the hockey player.
Right!
Yeah.
And I also think of Whitby, I think of Toronto a bit, because you guys, like, I guess moved to Toronto. What's going on in Toronto these days? I keep hearing about the bands Career Suicide and Fucked Up. Do you know those bands?
Yeah, we actually, I think we did a show with Fucked Up, but,
How was that show?
They're pretty fucked up. No pun intended.
Because they're huge in the hardcore community, aren't they? Did you ever play any of those hardcore gigs?
I remember them being pretty heavy. It was with, do you know a band called Anagram?
No.
They're really good, actually, too, but they're from Toronto, friends of ours. I think it was at their CD release that we played with them, and they're really, really aggressive as well, as I recall.
So you guys will play with pretty much anybody, eh?
Yeah, that's the weird thing. It seems to mix. Like, we've literally had, you know, 50-year-old sort of guys who look like their dad loving it, and then we've had, like, kids in mohawks and leather jackets loving it, so we're kind of like, oh, all right. The sets nowadays are a bit heavier because we try to keep up with Come On. They're pretty quick and fast, so we don't do all the plodding slow ones.
How about playing with Matt Good? Didn't you play with Matt Good?
Yeah, we did one show. We opened for him in Toronto.
And he got mad at you guys for touching his guitar?
He did. I don't know how you know those things. Chris put a beer on his amp for like half a second while he put his guitar in his case. And one of the roadies came up to him and be like, Matt's not happy with you. And we were just like, whatever. We're not happy with Matt.
Now, why was that? What did you do wrong? What did the Markin side do wrong?
He put a beer on one of the amps for like literally like 5 seconds while he put his guitar in his case, and so the roadie was like, "Don't do that." Matt's not happy. And we were like, "Oh, sorry," and then we left anyway. So,
how was the show?
It was good. People really liked it. It was the biggest show we played to that point. Like, it was at the Mod Club in Toronto, so it was like, I guess like 600 people or something. So, but they're very responsive. Actually, there was a guy who was just hired at my work who saw us there, and he was like, "Oh, well, I didn't even know." So,
that was a big show. But didn't you also play with Velvet Revolver?
We did. That was bizarre. Yeah,
how did you get that gig? And what sort of pranks did you play on them? And how much money did you get?
It was weird.
Told not to do? Were you told not to do anything?
No, we weren't really told not to do anything. I stole a clock from the Montreal Canadiens dressing room. But,
wow, that's very historic.
It's the cheapest clock ever, too. It's like a $5 clock with like a paper face. But, we got a call for the shows like the night before. They were just like, apparently Scott Whelan picked it out of like 20 bands or something. But I didn't even talk to him. We met Slash, though. That was pretty crazy.
So who canceled for you to get the opening slot? Like, just out of the blue?
I don't think anyone canceled because they were touring with...
Don't you just love that expression there, Jeff of the Markin side? And we're speaking here to Jeff of the Markin side, who are playing in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, this Sunday night at the Media Club with Come On. Yeah. Don't you love that expression? Like when you say to somebody, "Hey, we're playing with Velvet Revolver," and then somebody says to you, "Who canceled?" In other words, who canceled for you to get the gig? Have you got any gigs that way where you're like, "Man, we have this gig," and then you find out that like five other bands canceled and that's why you got it?
Yeah, there used to be, I think, some showcases have been like that, but then we proved them all wrong.
So just back to this Montreal Forum gig, you were called in to fill in for Velvet Revolver, well, to back up Velvet Revolver.
I think the whole thing was that they were touring with 3 Days Grace, and then they just wanted to, I guess they had some local openers in every, you know, rough region. So apparently it was just the last minute. Like, our booking guy sent it in, not even, you know, just on a whim, not expecting anything. And then they called us the night before, being like, "Yeah, get out there." So we're like, okay. It was like Fear and Loathing. It was pretty...
Were you in Toronto at the time?
Yeah, we were in Toronto. So we had to, like, and this was literally, I walked in the door from work and, like, got the call. And we had to leave. We didn't even know for sure, like, 100% sure, like, until 10 o'clock that morning. And we had to boot it out there to Montreal.
So you drove into the heavy metal parking lot of the Montreal Forum to set up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the Slash fans were headbanging away.
And what was that like? How much did you get paid?
We got paid, like, nothing. It was brutal. I think we got paid, like, $200 a night or something. It was ridiculous.
Did you do two nights at the Montreal Forum?
No, it was three shows all together. It went Montreal, Ottawa, and then Hamilton at Pops Ball Team. But like I say, it was completely bizarre for us. Like, that's the biggest thing we've ever done. So we were just kind of walking around laughing and getting drunk, kind of marveling at the situation.
Did they say that you couldn't do anything, like that you weren't allowed to speak to anybody or have eye contact, or you met Slash though?
No. Slash is a super, super nice guy. He came up to us and was saying he caught a couple of the songs and he was like, "Yeah, you guys were heavy, man." And we're just like, "Damn, Slash, we're heavy." So we we were happy about that. But he was very, very nice.
Did anybody try to use you to get backstage to meet?
Yeah, some people did. Like, hey, man, can we meet Slash? And we're just like, dude, I don't know the guy or anything. Like, we didn't talk to any of the other people. I think they were all sort of hidden away in their dressing room or whatever.
Did you see anybody trying to sneak backstage at all?
There was a couple people, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, the problem was is that we got less respect than the roadies, right? Because nobody knew who the hell we were, so the security guards were always trying to bounce us out of places. So, it was a fun time, though.
And when was that?
When was this? It was, like, end of March, I guess. I think it would have been, like, March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, or something like that.
And you guys have also played quite a few gigs with Divine Right, too, haven't you?
Yeah, by Divine Right, yeah. Jose and Company, they're really cool.
Was that when Feast was in the band? When Feast was in the band?
Yeah. Feast was feasting away. No, that was years ago, I think. I think actually Jordy and Gus were huge fans back then, but she's been out of the band for years now.
And Jeff of the Markin side, winding up here, the Dungeon Club. Where is the Dungeon Club?
The Dungeon.
Because we've mentioned the Montreal Forum, like if people listening here are wondering about playing gigs, it's probably highly unlikely that they'll ever get to play the Montreal Forum. But if anybody listening is heading out east and wants to play gigs and bands, what's the Dungeon Club like?
The Dungeon that's the first place we ever played, and it's underneath a laser tag place, like what's called Laser Quest, and it's like literally like it's almost like a church basement or something, and it's all done up like behind the bar. They have like a fake dungeon door, but it's just your little crappy club in Oshawa that, well, no offense to them, I guess. Ian Blurton's poking his head in here. You want to say a word to him?
Sure.
Here, one sec. I'm going to put you on speaker. Say something to Ian.
Hello, Ian Blurton from Come On, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Looks forward to seeing you this Sunday night at the Media Club.
Yeah! Ian! Ian screamed for you.
Amazing.
Did you hear him scream?
Yes, I did. And some performers will not do interviews before they play because they're afraid of wrecking their voice. So that's amazing. He just lets go, eh?
That's doing it.
But just quickly here, Jeff of the Mark Inside, the Dungeon Club, what's it like playing there?
It's really, when we started, it was the only place to play, so it was very, it was good until they got this one sound guy, and we actually almost got in a fist fight with him on stage one time, because he cut us off really early. So, anyway, yeah, it was disastrous, and we vowed never to play there again, and we haven't.
I guess what I was wondering about was, I heard that you guys were denied to play there, like you showed up for a gig and you weren't allowed to play.
Yeah, that's true, that was one. This was about a month after that whole incident, and then we're like, okay, fine, we'll do one more show there, and we show up, and they're like, no, you guys showed up late, you can't play, and we're just like, they like to kick us around for no real reason.
Have you had that problem before ever playing gigs, where you've shown up and, no, you're not allowed to play?
No, this was literally the only time. We were treated very, very poorly there.
And you were angry about that because you had promised to give away free CDs, so fans of yours had actually shown up?
Yeah. You know all these things. It's crazy. That's what happened. It was funny.
So did you just leave, or did you stick around for the gig and still hand out the CDs?
Yeah, we just handed out the CDs and apologized profusely to people who came out and said, screw you, Dungeon, and now... Now they like to smile and give us the old pat on the back, but we ignore them.
Is there another?
We're mean, bitter, vindictive individuals.
Is there another club called Catch 22, Jeff, of the Markin side?
Yeah, that's the Catch 22 is there. That's actually a really good club.
And that's in Oshawa too?
That's in Oshawa. Yeah, we're actually pretty much two doors down from the Dungeon.
Now at that gig, did you guys out an undercover cop? Is that true?
apparently there was an undercover cop in the audience, so somebody slipped us the word, so we were like, yeah, we gave everyone the heads up. All the dope heads in the audience, all the doobie smokers went around the corner instead of smoking it right out front.
So what's coming up for the Mark Inside, aside from playing this Sunday night with Come On at the Media Club? What else is going on?
Tonight we're in Calgary. I don't know where we're playing in Calgary, because it's like a stag party, like a bachelorette party.
Really?
Yeah, it was last minute. I don't know. It's like a friend of Ian's or something. And then we're tomorrow at the Hi-Fi Club in Calgary.
So two nights in Calgary?
Yeah.
So the stag party.
for sure.
So hopefully it'll be some good payment for that. Have you played any of those before?
We've never done a stag party, no. I look forward to it, actually.
And what about Maple Music? What's the deal on Maple Music? Who else? Is everybody on Maple Music? They seem
everybody
to
have... is.
What is Maple Music?
You're on Maple Music. You don't even know it yet.
Well, I'm speaking to you on Maple Music. And you are Jeff from the Markin side. What is Maple Music?
Well, it's just the label that kind of sprang up. And I think it was one of the guys from the Sky Diggers, I think, had a big hand in it. And
Should that make me scared? The name Sky Diggers. Should that make me scared?
I don't think so.
Because, you know, like when you sign to a record label, you sometimes get bribed. For instance, there's been some bands that are... Yeah, they get bribed. Like, and what I mean by this is, like, they'll say to a band, hey, sign to Warner Brothers because Warner Brothers has the Flaming Lips.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody goes,
sure.
Flaming Lips, I'll sign to Warner Brothers for sure. I mean, for your label, when somebody said to you, Jeff, the Markin side, this label has the Sky Diggers, would that make you run away?
No, we didn't. Actually, it was very, there's a guy, Kim, there that we deal with, and he's really cool. There was some cool, like, Bill Plaskett put out an album on there. We're big fans of him, and, now Come On's on there as well. So it's a big, happy family.
Joel Plaskett put out an album.
Yeah.
So
he put out, I think his last two were on Maple Music.
So his new one isn't then?
No, his new one is, yeah. It's called La-Di-Da, I think it's called. It's really good, actually.
Where, is that the record where, like, a fan paid for the entire thing? So that's good for that's good for the label, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They don't got to shell out anything.
Yeah, didn't the fan pay for that record? That's what I read somewhere.
Really? It could be. I know, I just heard he wrote it on the way down to, he went down to, like, Montana, or Arizona to record it.
Yeah, because I think the fan had, like, a studio, and the fan said we could use the studio. So they paid for the entire thing.
We'll go, Joel.
And right now, we're going to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, Jeff from the Markin side, with Everybody Talks About Everybody Else. Is that the hit from this CD? Is it wrong of me to play that track?
I don't know if it's the hit. We like it. It's not wrong of you, though.
I like the Sweet Little Sister.
That's a good one.
Until I realized that Queens of the Stone Age had a song called Little Sister.
I know. We did it first, damn it.
How dare they?
And
the funny thing is about that song is you kind of have a little psychedelic kind of Queens of Stone Age-y kind of part in that song, don't you?
Yeah. There's a backwards solo. That's how audacious we are. It's our first album. We busted a backwards solo on the second song. We got balls.
And you got the chirping, too, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody talks about everybody else. Anything you want to tell the people about that particular song here, Jeff, from the Markin side?
No, it's a good stomper, yeller, it's pretty loud. Hopefully you like it,
and you'll,
I hope.
And you'll play it this Sunday night at the Media Club in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
For sure.
Well, thanks so much again for phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Jeff, from the Markin side?
No, I think that's it. I hope everyone has a good day.
Why should people care about...
Chris says hello. Yeah, Chris says hello, too. He's our singer.
Why should people care about the Markin side? Why should people care?
I don't know, because we work hard, and we try, and we're nice fellas. And I think our music is pretty good.
What are you going to do with that clock that you stole from the Montreal Forum?
It's actually up in our house right now. And it's the worst clock ever, actually.
But is there anything to indicate that it's from the Montreal Forum? Like, could it just be from IKEA or something like that?
Yeah, it could be. It could be from a dollar store.
But was it from the dressing room? Like,
Yeah, the locker room. And it still stank like sweat in there. It's pretty gross.
Did the clock actually smell like that? Or?
No, the clock was pretty clean.
Have you smelled the clock?
I haven't smelled the clock yet.
Well, when you get back to Whitby, please smell the clock. I want to know if it smells, because that's amazing. You could have a Larry Robinson juice on the clock. That would be so awesome.
Yeah.
Rochester, a.k.a. Juice. Well, thanks very much, and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo! Woo! Yeah.
and black. Silver button ball, down the back. Hello, tips and toes now. She dropped the needle now, she can't soak. Mama, mama, come on. Got to walk in the door. Every time I know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk it up. Had my mama for 15 cents. I see the elephant jump the fence. Jump so high, touch the sky. Ain't coming back until the 4th of July. Jump too high.
Becky Jevitt has just put Ken and Barbie away in the dollhouse. Let's look in on them and see what they're doing.